Mission man guilty of trafficking cocaine. Texas border business. Corpus Christi, Texas. A federal jury in Corpus Christi has convicted a 42-year-old Mission resident for possession with the intent to distribute 500 grams of cocaine, announced Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, Special Agent in Charge Daniel C. Camo of the Houston Division, and U.S. Attorney Alamdar S. Hamdani today. The jury deliberated for less than 30 minutes hours before convicting Juan Pablo Ramirez following a one-day trial. At trial, the jury heard that on January 19, Ramirez drove his pickup truck to the Falfurrias Border Patrol, BP, checkpoint. At initial inspection, Ramirez consented to a Z-Portal examination of his truck. The Z-Portal X-ray scan revealed anomalies in his truck which turned out to be packages of cocaine. Testimony at trial revealed the total amount of cocaine was 5 kilograms with a street value of approximately $100,000. Ramirez attempted to convince the jury he did not know the drugs were in his vehicle. However, the jury saw evidence from Ramirez's cell phone which included pictures of cocaine, scales and cash. The jury ultimately did not believe Ramirez's claims and found him guilty as charged. U.S. District Judge Nelva Ramos presided over trial and set sentencing for October 11. At that time, Ramirez faces up to 40 years in federal prison and a possible $250,000 maximum fine. Border Patrol, Drug Enforcement Administration, Jim Wells Police Department and Corpus Christi Police Department conducted the investigation. Assistant U.S. Attorneys Ashley Martin, John Lamont and John Mark are prosecuting the case. Information source, DEA.gov.